morning. It's the Chris Moore Show with Scott Mills. Happy New Year, Justin Timberlake. Scouting for Girls are coming next. Chris and the team are back on Monday. You know, sometimes, like, you have these talents that you didn't really know you had, right?
Yeah.
And you kind of accidentally discover that you're quite good at something. Like when I was younger, and generally, I know you find this hard to believe, but I was quite rubbish at sport. I was always one of the last people, normally the last person to be picked for most things. No, I don't want sympathy, just saying it the way it is. Mm. And I discovered I was really good at long jump one day, by mistake.
Just walking past a sandpit.
No, we were doing long jump in PE, and...
You found you had a talent for it.
I was really good at it, right? It's happened again over the festive season, right?
What's your new talent?
I was back at home in Southampton. Do you know what I'm brilliant at? I never knew until about 4 days ago. Darts.
What?
I'm really good at darts.
Are you?
Yes. I'm really good. I was out with my mate Simon, who likes darts. I don't really care one way or the other before now, but I'm quite good.
Just picked up the arrows and you were away, were you?
Just the hardest player darts. I was like, I've never played darts before in my life. I wish I had.
This I have to see at some point.
What's that darts thing on at the moment?
It finished last night.
Oh, I got in for that.
Maybe you could try and qualify for the next one. Although there is, confusingly, darts has two world championships. So the next one starts on Saturday, I think. And also,
championship level yet.
No, but the television coverage.
It's a pub in Southampton, do you know what I mean?
The television coverage of this darts, because they have lots of time to fill, they get celebrities down to play darts. On the stage, in front of everybody.
No. Last time we did something like this, I ended up on a horse on BBC, on BBC One.
No, you don't have to play darts on a horse, that'd be ridiculous.
I'm quite good. Don't you have to have like a middle name now?
You have to
like
have a nickname.
Phil the Power.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Phil the Power Taylor.
Yeah.
So, Kevin the Artist Painter.
Is that, I mean.
Wayne Hawaii 501 Mardle.
Wayne what?
Hawaii 501 Mardle.
Is it a prerequisite? You do have to have a middle name.
Yeah, like you need a middle nickname. I can
Robert.
Already. I've, what?
Robert. That's my middle name.
No,
it's
right,
Scott
no.
Robert Mills. I think that was good. You'll be reading about me on the sport in no time, I tell you. Scott Robert Mills.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Now, if I'm going to start taking this darts thing seriously, because I'm good, right? Don't I have to, like, drink beer and stuff?
Yeah, well, it would help, but... Right.
And don't you have to have a fat wife that turns up and watches you?
No, I think I find that some darts players' wives are very glamorous nowadays.
Are they?
Yes.
I'm just reading,
although
actually.
There was a brilliant shot in the crowd over there, because you know how everybody holds up, they have all these banners to hold up now, and there was an incredibly large woman who maybe wasn't the most attractive on one of the days I was watching darts, and she held up a sign that says, "Don't you wish your girlfriend watched darts like me?"
I knew one of them. I'm just reading about Kirk Shepherd.
Yes.
Who is the new face of darts, by the looks of it, until I come along. 21-year-old, and they've got 20 great things you didn't know about Britain's martial dartist in Daily Star today. They're not really great things, though, to be honest.
Like what?
Kirk lives at home with Mum Debbie and Dad Keith.
Yeah.
Right? That's not that great, is it?
Well, it's something Kirk that you might not know.
Kirk didn't expect to reach the final and brought only two pairs of boxer shorts for the stay.
He did, and his girlfriend had to wash them in the bath every other night to keep them clean.
Right. Why can't you just, like... Turn him inside out, make him do another week.
He's a professional darts player and needs to look good on stage.
Right. He couldn't get the time off work before the championships began and was working the day before his first round match.
Yeah.
Again, not a great fact.
So it's you head to head with him, is it?
Me and Kirk Shepherd. So did he win the world
no,
darts championship?
No, thanks for listening all morning. He lost.
Right.
7-2.
Oh. Against John Part.
Yeah.
Right.
Darth Maple, not Darth Marple, as I called him earlier. I was getting him confused with Miss Marple.
He's a mistake. Oh, here's one. He drinks Stella. His favourite meal is chicken vindaloo. He likes The Office, and his sporting hero is Eric Cantona.
Cantona.
Cantona. See? Once again, me and Kirk, very similar. Now, if I'm going to start taking this darts thing seriously, because I'm good, right? Don't I have to, like, drink beer and stuff?
Yeah, well, it would help, but... Right.
And don't you have to have a fat wife that turns up and watches you?
No, I think I find that some darts players' wives are very glamorous nowadays.
Are they?
Yes.
I'm just reading,
although
actually,
there was a brilliant shot in the crowd over there, because you know how everybody holds up, they have all these banners to hold up now, and there was an incredibly large woman who maybe wasn't the most attractive on one of the days I was watching darts, and she held up her hand that says, "Don't you wish your girlfriend watched darts like me?"
I need one of them. I'm just reading about Kirk Shepherd.
Yes.
Who is the new face of darts, by the looks of it, until I come along. 21-year-old, and they've got 20 great things you didn't know about Britain's martial dartist in Daily Star today. They're not really great things, though, to be honest.
Like what?
Kirk lives at home with Mum Debbie and Dad Keith.
Yeah.
Right? That's not that great, is it?
Well, it's something Kirk that you might not know.
Kirk didn't expect to reach the final and brought only two pairs of boxer shorts for the stay.
He did, and his girlfriend had to wash them in the bath every other night to keep them clean.
Right. Why can't you just, like... Turn him inside out, make him do another week.
He's a professional darts player, he needs to look good on stage.
Right. He couldn't get the time off work before the championships began and was working the day before his first round match.
Yeah.
Again, not a great fact.
So it's you head-to-head with him, is it?
Me and Kirk Shepherd. So he... Did he win the World Darts Championship?
No, thanks for listening all morning. He lost.
Right.
7-2.
Oh. Against John Part.
Yeah.
Right.
Darth Maple, not Darth Marple, as I called him earlier. I was getting him confused with Miss Marple.
He's a mistake. Oh, here's one. He drinks Stella. His favourite meal is chicken vindaloo. He likes The Office, and his sporting hero is Eric Cantona.
Cantona.
Cantona. See? Once again, me and Kirk, very similar.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Don't you have to have, like, a song to enter with as well?
Yeah.
Like, some music on your entrance?
Yeah, they kind of... they can, like, over the past week, you know, Kaiser Chiefs, I Predict Riot.
And they always have music.
From Rocky. Yeah, all... You have to have music to go into.
Right. I've got, has someone used this already? They must do. Someone must use this.
Yeah, I think somebody has done. I can't remember
now,
every darts player's entrance.
In the red corner. Did I say that?
No, not the red
Scott
corner, no.
Robert Mills.
Yeah. Then you walk on.
With everybody's, my fat wife?
No, normally with a busty glamour model. Clothed. High five everybody as you go up onto the stage.
Do you have to have a busty blonde with you as well?
They provide that.
Do they? Good.
Well, they did at this one, yeah. Then you go on stage, shake hands with everybody, give the busty blonde a kiss.
And this music's on.
Yeah. It stops. And then you start throwing your arrows.
At the board.
Well, it would help, yeah. Not at the busty blonde.
There won't be anyone standing near the board if I did this, would there?
There's three people. There's
what, right near it?
Yeah, there's
that could be a problem.
Marker on either side and the scorer.
can't they stand behind?
No, they need to stand near. Do you want them to move away slightly?
What about this for my entrance? But no one's got this one, have they? Scott Robert Mills!
With you chasing the busty block.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Imagine it. Where is it, the next one? Is it Lakeside?
At the Lakeside, yeah. Start Saturday.
Robert Mills. What about this? Start Robert Mills! High five.
Oh.
All right, my darling, stand behind me if you would. I'm about to throw some arrows.
Scott Mills. Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Right, I think I found the tune to walk onto when I play darts.
What?
I'm quite good at it. So I'm at Lakeside, right?
Yeah.
Busty Blonde by my side.
Yeah.
Ready to walk on, to throw some arrows. Here's my entrance music.
Let's go, girls.
Walking up to the, what's it called? Stage?
Hockey. Hockey.
I'm going out tonight, I'm feeling all right. Gonna let it all hang out.
Oh, no. Gonna
raise my voice. Yeah, I wanna scream and shout.
You like that one?
I do like that one, yeah. Maybe you could wear the all-in-one leopard skin cat suit that she wears in the video.
This one's still better, I think. As I run on with a busty blonde.
For more clips like this, check out unofficialmills.co.uk.